Let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Today I want us to explore something that I'm grateful for, that I believe can also make you think about these same issues and can lead to a feeling of gratitude in your case as well. Recently in Romania, we had elections for the European Parliament. We voted for the people that will represent our interests in the European Parliament. And some pretty amazing things happened. The young people in our country voted massively. And this is something that's quite extraordinary here, at least, because in the last elections, most of the young people were apathetic. They didn't feel that their vote counted, and so they didn't take the time to vote. This time, local influencers and people from all walks of life encouraged people, especially young people, to go and vote through all kinds of creative ways. And it worked. This gives us, as a country, much needed hope for the future. In the past, because of the young people not going to vote, the most corrupt political party in Romania won, and for a few years, most of its focus was on changing the laws so that the corrupt politicians will not have to deal with the consequences of their actions. And these laws that they tried to put into action led to massive protests. Actually, the biggest protests that we had in our country since the revolution in 1989, when the communist regime fell. But the good thing in all of this is that these protests actually created a new political party. People understood that protesting isn't enough, and they had the courage to put together a political party, one that actually equaled the political party that won the last elections. And I was thinking how grateful I am that there are people that have worked really, really hard in this political campaign, that have sacrificed a lot to fight for us, the population in general, the young people. And I'm not saying this lightly. For instance, one politician, who was also a teacher of mine in high school, was Minister of the Environment. And she took this position because she loves our country and she loves nature. And one big problem that we have is deforestation. Lots of money have been made in the wood industry, but most of it in the black market. And she wanted to put an end to it. She worked hard to make sure that there will be traceability and that the government will be able to control how much wood is cut from our forests. But in doing so, she made some pretty powerful enemies. She saw that in time, after taking that position and taking those actions, she felt worse and worse, health-wise. She even had to resign from her post because the doctors told her that if she would continue, she might actually die. And after months and months of investigations, after excluding all reasonable possibilities, she went and did a toxicology investigation, and she found out she was the victim of mercury poisoning. She told us this even before making it public, because it was the reason why she couldn't attend our high school reunion. We had to keep it a secret because police investigation was underway, but after a few months, this became public news. She's better now, but she's still undergoing treatment. But this made me think about the courage people have to take on corrupt politicians, corrupt companies, and I'm very grateful for their sacrifice, for the fact that they are willing to do this, in spite of the fact that they have to face people that really don't have the same kind of values. People that would do anything for them not to get caught or for their business to stop working, no matter how illegal it is. I'm hoping and I'm guessing that in your country the situation isn't that complicated. But even if it's not, knowing that there are people there fighting for my best interest gives me a beautiful sense of gratitude. Thank you for listening to this episode, for subscribing to this podcast, and for sharing it with the people you love. This has been Giorgio Benta, wishing you an amazing day, and don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.